So we are talking science this week. We are talking science. We personally are not good at science, except for one area where we claim absolute mastery if you have a really loose definition of science.
Every week we present three limericks written by our resident limericist, Philip Godica. He has a master's in limerick science from the Limerick Institute, located, of course, on Nantucket.
Here's a good example of his work from May of 2015. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Caitlin calling from beautiful downtown Tucson, Arizona.
I am a fan of Tucson and a particular fan of downtown Tucson, so good for you.
Why, thank you.
That's great. What do you do there in downtown Tucson?
Surprisingly enough, I actually help to market downtown Tucson.
Really?
Mission accomplished.
I feel like you owe me $50. Caitlin, welcome to the show. Bill Curtis is going to read for you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks will be a big winner. You ready to play?
I hope so.
Here's your first limerick.
I'm a Mapplethorpe-Rottweiler mixture. When my tail wags, the camera goes click-sure. For my visual blog, follow Instagram dog. I'm a mutt who is taking your
picture.
Yes! Nikon has released a new camera, especially for dogs. This is because dogs are the only mammals around who still might want to buy an actual camera. The cameras are attached to your dog's chest by a strap. When they see something that makes them excited, and the dog's heart rate accelerates, the camera snaps a picture, which then gets sent directly to you.
So you get a lot of dog butts.
Yeah, basically.
That's great. Squirrel.
Pile of something not edible.
Yeah.
Back tire.
Person's leg, close, far, close, far, close, far, yeah. Close, far. Here is your next limerick.
Some botanicals don't come from plants, but from insects, if given the chance. I'm putting my still right by this soft hill. My gin is made mostly from...
Oh, tell me it's not ants.
It is ants.
It is.
Yes, ants. We should say ants, the insect, not ants, your mother's sisters. At long last, a distiller is selling anti-gin. That's gin flavored with, quote, the essence of 62 ants. Because sometimes you want to skip the 5 or 6 drinks you'll need to throw up and just do it immediately.
What's ant essence?
I don't know. We're told that it's sort of a citrusy flavor.
What?
Yeah, who knew?
Do they have to kill the ants to get their essence?
Oh, no, Bob. They put them in a retirement hill afterwards.
Okay.
They send them to a farm. No, they attach them to tiny little milking machines to milk their essence.
I'm ant milk intolerant.
Oh.
Here is your last limerick.
Because you humans are rude when conversing. After shearing, we're quickly dispersing. This mild-mannered flock doesn't like shepherd's talk. They beat sailors by miles with their...
cursing.
Cursing, yes, very good.
Good for you, Caitlin.
An Australian sheep farmer may lose his flock after neighbors complained that he was using bad words in front of his sheep. Everyone knows sheep are very sensitive to harsh language. Must be kept pure and innocent. You don't want your little sheep going, ba ba, mother bleeping, ba. Bill, how did Caitlin do in our quiz?
Caitlin got 3 right.
They're well done. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I hear?
Ringing through the sky, shepherd boy. Do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I hear?
High above the tree.
And of course, no show about science would be complete without our own Paula Poundstone's continuing efforts to question the scientific method. Amy, a new study by the London School of Economics says there's one activity that makes us so unhappy, the only thing we rank worse than it is being physically ill. What is it?
Is it done in the home?
No, specifically. Well, sometimes. Some people do it in the home. I'll give you a hint. It's like, hi-ho, Hi-ho.
Working.
Oh, crap. Yes, working.
Oh, working at
working
home?
Is the word. No, working in general is the worst thing ever. The researchers...
But wait!
Yeah. It's been proved. Researchers sent questions to thousands of subjects at random times of the day via a smartphone app, and they asked what they were doing and how they felt. The people who answered at work reported being more miserable than everybody, except for the people who answered currently vomiting.
So wait a minute. But there were people working at home or people just working?
People just working. They said...
No. Peter, again, I...
Take it away, Paula.
I'd like to know how they did the study.
Why don't you explain?
Okay, yeah, but to whom did they send the question?
Apparently they sent it to an appreciatively random enough group of people they could get a good response.
No. Are you working right now?
I am.
Is it a step away from vomiting?
I'd have to vomit and see which I prefer.